One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
I am a baby in my universe, I'll live forever. I am a baby in my universe, I'll live forever.
Type on a computer.
I like it in the butt.
Pickle.
Hello, I can't type on a computer. Marge here, Madge Weinstein, bloated lesbian, and on the Twitter. I'm eating music in Paris. Music, listen, I'll tell you right now, I haven't done a podcast in a couple weeks, and I don't feel like it. So I said to myself, I'll sit down, and I'll record it and just say, look, I'm recording it. I don't feel like it. Goodbye. And then I think, as I do it, maybe, that'll be some sort of trick to my own self, forcing me to go a little longer than the 3 seconds which that statement would require. But, you know, I want to be peppy. I want to sound like, oh, I'm in Paris. I'm happy, you know. I'm not in America. Woo. And all that crap. But the thing is, very stressful and to be peppy. Pay-pay. And I can't type on a computer. But I had a nasty cold virus, which is going around to other people now. Unfortunately, I gave it to other people, but I'm going to need some muesli. Muesli croissant au long. I don't speak French yet still. I haven't really been trying. I got some Rosetta Stone that I do once a week, but I should be doing it every goddamn day. Anyway, the problem is I'm a lazy fucking cunt. And this is a problem when you move to another country and you're a lazy cunt and you move by yourself and you have to fucking manage your own goddamn life. I don't know why I do this to myself. You know? Because for me, the worst thing in the world is to be comfortable. Because when you're comfortable, time goes by and then you're dead. And then you've got a pancreas fall out and that's it. And then, you know, everybody sends you email and you're dead. Like what to Steve Jobs. feel like I have to put myself in difficult, challenging, and oftentimes ridiculous situations to make life go by in a passable manner. I can't just be dead. I probably would be 60 by now. I mean, I am. I'm older than that. That made no sense. What I'm saying is, if I didn't do all the stupid shit, I would have moved through time a lot faster. I'd already be dead. Which makes no sense at all. It's a disability. My landlord, you know, I call it, it's a furnished apartment, so that's supposed to be furnished. And I said to him, you know, because I got a visitor coming this weekend, I said, you know, where's a vacuum cleaner, sir? Landlord. Where's the vacuum cleaner? And he says, we don't have one. Well, what the fuck do you do to clean the rug? He said, use a broom. I'm like, what? Is this the fucking Belle Epoque? You know? This is like fucking 1900 or whatever. And you fucking sweep with a fucking Dick Van Dyke? Yep. You know, hire some peasant to bang on your rugs with a stick. Only the peasant is me. I'm my own best peasant. So we have a lot of things. Stephen P. Jobs died. I was very sad. Really was. I mean, I don't know. Some things, you know, usually I'm one of those people that just says, oh yeah, he died, there's all these kids dying in Somalia, blah, blah. You know what? But every once in a while, it's nice to have an excuse to feel the sadness that I often feel without any reason. So you know what? If I can be depressed and have a reason for it for once, don't begrudge me of that, okay? So if I wake up depressed, and then I can look at my thingamajig on the phone and say, oh, Steve Jobs died. Wow, I'm allowed to be depressed today. I am forgiven. You know, I walked over to that Church of the Holy Vagina the other day, whatever it's called. Church of the Holy White Ladies. What is that thing? Sacred Cougar. The Sacred Coos. I walked all the fuck way over there, up and up and up. I walked all the way up that fucking hill. And it said, there's a sign there, for the past 125 years, somebody has been praying 24 hours a day here. And so why don't you go give your love to the Lord? So I didn't. I walked down, and I walked, and I walked, and I walked down to Bigal. And then I noticed there's sex shops everywhere. So you have Lord on high, sex shops down low. It's just so cute. And then on the way down there, I mean, this is Paris. There's like no fat people here. I'm sorry, but it's true. I am the fattest by far. But when I was walking down towards Bigal, all these enormous fat and enormous, you know, redundant. Fat, enormous, large women were going up the hill, sweating, fat. All double wides, all of them. Made a couple triple wides. Sweating with their name tags on. Some Christian shit, you know. I thought, you know, you're all going in the wrong goddamn direction. Why don't you get your dildo and a diet pill at the sex shop and shut the fuck up. Then go pray. Thanks be to Jesus for the goddamn sex, for your goddamn orgasm for once. Salminio, couldn't give it to you. I get from a dildo, but still it's better than nothing. So we had that. I actually did a podcast the morning after Troy Davis was murdered by the state of Georgia, but, you know, I was doing that iPad experiment again, trying to record the iPad on the iPad, and I forgot that GarageBand is retarded, and by default, it only records, like, two measures. Like, even if you're recording, you know, like a song, like music. Who is going to record 10 measures or two? Whatever. Anyway, I lost it. And I was like, it was such a depressing podcast. Like, not just depressing, but the most depressing podcast I've done probably in years. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. So when I seen that it had been accidentally deleted, I became pleased because that meant, you know, I feel like everything, the holy trail, the holy grail of podcasting is just being honest, you know? And I feel like it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to be honest because there's stuff that I feel like I have to prove. Like, okay, I'm not allowed to be sad here because I moved to France and I've been talking about it for years, and moving to Europe. But you know what? It's fucking lonely and I miss the living fuck out of my dog. And it's just sad. But, you know, my dog doesn't miss me. My dog is very happy. I see him on the FaceTime. He could give a shit when I'm on there. He really doesn't care if that I'm on there. So, you know, he's with kids. They love him. And, you know, and they're very conscientious about him. He goes out and he poops 3 times a day. And he's very happy. And if there's anything wrong, he has a little diarrhea or something, they call me. He's happy. But at the same time, I know he'd be happy here with me too, you know. But I just can't do it in this situation, you know. I'm not in a place where I can have a dog, first of all. And secondly, in order to be in a place that I would have a dog, it requires a whole bunch of other prerequisites, like me having to find another place and have it all be legit and paperwork. And you know what? It just makes me sick to think about it. So, yeah. It's hard to do it all by myself. I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is. I don't know what's best. I'm just doing the one day at a time thing, and I do like the work very much. I love working for Max and Stacy. I've always been a huge believer in Max's work. And I also think that what they've been doing is majorly a sort of impetus for the Occupy Wall Street movement, and it's really, you know, I feel like I'm actually doing something useful. Unlike porn, which is also useful. But I'm still doing that a little bit too because I, you know, need the money. But so I'm doing a lot of work. And then I'm trying to like socialize, but because I'm antisocial, I hate doing that. I've met some nice people, but it's really difficult for me to force myself to like do stuff. You know, one, because there's so much work to do. Number two, because, you know, if given the choice between television and going out, I'll generally pick the television, even though that's just going to make me depressed. So it's difficult. Yeah, but I've got, let's see, I've got a visitor coming. I've actually got 3 visitors coming in the next month, which is nice, very nice. And that makes me happy. Because I, you know, it's nice to have company, and especially when you don't speak French. Because I don't. There's all this shit I should be doing. And like, even if I were like the most non-depressed, highly functional person, I think I would still have a problem with it. But the fact that I am a lazy depressive and I have all this shit to do and it's just me, it makes it ridiculously challenging. It really is. And at the same time, also accomplished. I mean, it is an accomplishment. But, you know, I don't know. I just need to chill out, not be hard on myself and say, you know what, today's okay, I'll survive. I can do whatever the fuck I want, you know? Right now I like it, I'm good, and I miss my dog really a lot, and that's a problem. A big problem. Because when I'm at home, and I've talked about this before, and I can say, well, everything's fucked up in my life. My friends are mad at me. Maybe all this shit's going wrong, but I always have Trotsky. Ah, but now I don't. You know? I mean, I do, because I could always, you know, if worst came to worst, I could always go there and have Trotsky, but you know what I mean. I feel like I'm exercising my... See, I have a gentle constitution, audience, and this is a test of the constitution. And why do I keep... All I'm doing is obsessing on myself. What good is this? You know, what good is obsessing on myself? Talk about me. That's all I do in my fucking head. I'm to the point where I almost don't want people to retweet my podcasts because I'm embarrassed. You know? Anyway, but I'm glad that I do have a dog in Chicago. I do have family. I do have friends. I'm glad that I have that all. And it's sad that they're not here. But it's also very nice that I do have them, because not everybody has all those things, you know. And, yeah. You know, and you can always want something else. And I'm not in a basement. I'm in a nice little cute little place. How Gloria Gaynor go. But this Troy Davis, you know, that was sad. It was similar to the way I woke up. You know, I woke up today and saw, well, I didn't wake up. It's right when I went to bed, actually. I just got this push notification, ironically. You know, it said, like, from AP or something. You know, Apple spokesman says Steve Jobs has died. And it's just sad, you know. And some things you just don't need to analyze why they're sad, and other things you do. And it was like similar to when I got a push notification in the morning here, after I'd been watching Democracy Now's coverage pretty much till I fell asleep, the Troy Davis execution, and that he actually had been executed. And that, well, that was much more devastating, of course. Just that they could take an innocent human being and kill him. It's just, it's America. It's awful. And then you have Occupy Wall Street, which is very hopeful for me, at least, that people are doing something. And they're actually, like, identifying the real problem. You know, this is good. This is a really good thing. They're identifying the real problem here. And that's progress, and it makes me very, very proud of those people doing it. It really does. Because that movement will succeed if it continues. It will. Hello, phlegm. Excuse me. Girdle. Iced. Iced tea colored girdle phlegm. If I remember to, that'll be the name of this program. Iced tea flavored girdle phlegm. Let me write that down. Flavored girdle. I would lose if I ever had to spell phlegm in a spelling bee. Spelling boo. I don't even think I could spell B, let alone phlegm. I don't even spell the B in spelling bee. Anyway, oh, France, woo, it's beautiful. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, you know what? The thing is, when I think about stuff, this is the problem. You want to know the problem? And you tell me in your memories, people, audience, tell me if you agree with this for your own life. Your own skirt. Girdle. Do you find, because I do, no, let me just start with me, I statement. I find that, audience, when I think about the most pleasurable memories, my best memories, things that I really had a good time in life, I don't think I can think of one of them in which I was alone. They all involve other people. And I'm a very, very individual person, and I like to be alone and independent and all that. But I can't think of a single instance in my life where I think, oh, that was a wonderful time, and I was alone. I really can't. And by the way, a dog does not count as alone. Because, yes, I've had some wonderful times just me and my dog. That's not alone, though. You know? I can't think of a single one. Not one. Not a single one. Whereas I, that was a wonderful time. What a wonderful experience I had by myself. Nope. All involves other people. Which is weird and difficult to admit to, being me, Elizabeth. I don't know what the fuck to do about all that. It's too much talking. It hurts. Still trying to get rid of this virus. And that means it's going to end. Yeah. I guess I should find some French shit to play.
Looking in the mirror, brushing my hair, all of a sudden a voice. I come from God and you have nothing to be afraid of. With one big war whoop, dropped the brush, ran down the stairs, and ran to my grandmother. She just, gorgeous woman my grandmother was, with steel blue eyes, and looked at me and said, pick up the radish and the carrot and go on.
Okay. That's right. Pick up the radish and the carrot and go on.
Moi, je suis les verts au fond du café.
I'm sorry, that was just monstrously inappropriate, and I'm not going to play it.
The reports came back. And let me sum it up. Sylvia Brown is exceptionally normal.
We call that the gang phase, or the homosexual phase, where boys are interested in boys and girls are interested in girls. This is a perfectly normal phase of emotional development, and in that way will not be able to have any children.
I couldn't get that to work. Goodbye.